This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what, I don't like the way my partner just kind of started about 30 seconds ago before we came on air.
Snitches get stitches, baby.
Oh, no. You didn't really believe.
I read it, and then I just thought, like, I'm okay with it.
All right, here's what we're coming out with today. Guru's trying to maintain that Sacramento is part of the Bay Area.
I mean, come on. We've seen a lot. Come on. Merge it.
Yeah. It could become a megapolis at some point.
But seriously, if I could say, no. Hey, let's go out. Where you want to go? Sac, and then we could come back home. You can do that in an hour and a half.
Did you do it an hour and a half this morning?
No, I used to. No, I paid. Boy. All right, let's move on. Baby.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
that was a good
speaking
one.
Speaking of moving on.
Man, or moving on up.
The Warriors, they win again, 130, 120. And this one was all some role players.
Man.
Gary Payton II, Buddy Hield were absolutely terrific. They were in control all game. They never put Portland away completely. I look at Portland. What do you think of my tag? I feel like Portland's like a poor man's Houston.
I'm not mad at that. They're not there, but no. They can get there.
They feel like a young, athletic, a little disjointed, still figuring stuff
out. Got some talent.
They play hard.
Yeah. The Gamblers are not happy. The Warriors didn't cover that three by Simons at the end.
Well, it's a good thing that I don't gamble. Yeah. How about you?
No. My neighbor might have had something on it.
And you just get right into it. Jim Mole, one of the great P1s of our time, said no. And he went to Sac State. So,
okay, Jimmy.
He's saying no.
All right.
Last night's one of those games where I feel like it's tough to take something away from it. I mean, you give them the win, obviously, but man, they were not going to lose a game where they shoot 53 field, 51 from three, and 91 from the line.
Ooh.
They were just making too many shots for the Portland Trailblazers to ever make up enough ground, Goo, and I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the performance at all. But boy, that just felt like a little bit of an outlier game, and it's so funny. Yesterday we were talking about three-point shooting, and their three-point shooting is down a little since Jimmy Butler, and then Garrett, I don't even know what he went. Did he make 5 of 7 or something
Gary
like
Payton
that?
Gary Payton was 4 of 6.
Okay,
deep.
And what was Buddy? Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, Steiny was 7 of 10. Excuse me, 6 of 9.
Man, I mean, so
pulled
they had
up on a fast one-man fast break and yowzer.
Yeah, after he picked Simon's pocket,
he did pick him. Went all the way around and picked it.
I mean, think about their three-point percentage. What it could have been, you know, Steph now too shy of 4,000 threes for his career.
To get it. Yeah.
I think he wanted to get it out of the way too.
Couple air balls from the ship.
Tried to make it happen late. So he's 2 away, so he'll most likely get that Thursday when the Kings come into town. And, you know, the Warriors just keep on rolling. Again, Jimmy Butler didn't score a lot, but 15, 10, and 10. The team is clicking, and it's just a matter now of what's going to happen? Can they maintain this kind of play? And if they can, how far up the standings can they go?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, Donnie, and I mean it. There is, you tell me if you disagree, I mean, strength in numbers is back, and that's why when you say it's not much to take away from the game, the guys, you know, the others are just playing their ass off. And if this is going to be the staple moving forward, I know it starts and ends with the big three, but in reality, it doesn't. You need guys to step up. And to see Gary Payton II, Stoney, a career high in 28 minutes, had 25 points. And I'm thinking to myself, is there a better finisher on the Warriors when he's around the basket? It's just like
Jimmy Butler.
No, Jimmy Butler, help me out. But I'm just like, Stoney, they can do no wrong. And is this fair? The Warriors are the sixth seed, and they got people on their ass. Teams are, you know, they got to continue to win. Is there such thing when you do have the likes of a Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry, you could peak too soon? Or the fact that you mentioned before we started the show, Slater had mentioned that the guy we talked about in the crossover is due back Thursday as Sac is in for a visit. You got, you know, the rest of the season, not dedicated, Stoney, but an important part of that is reacclimating Jonathan Kuminga back to what you're doing. Have they peaked too soon? Or when you're this good, that doesn't apply to this team.
Well, I don't know if they're peaking too soon, but it's obvious that once they got Butler, they kind of turned up the volume a little bit. And it looks to me like the Warriors are in sprint mode, if you know what I mean. Now, this could change. Yeah. I mean, you know, they play the Kings on Thursday, and then they have the Knicks
Saturday night,
and then a back-to-back against the Nuggets and Bucks.
Yeah, I'll be in the house for the Bucks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The front row?
Excuse me, the Knicks are in Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Saturday, the
I'll
Knicks.
I'll be in there, yeah.
Okay.
Possibly.
No Jalen Brunson in that game.
Boy.
But, I mean, I think there's still a chance. Like, this is how precarious it is. You know, if they lose two out of three, let's say, and it doesn't look like, you know, that looks likely at this point. Yeah. But the thing, the teams are so bunched up right now around 5, 6, 7, 8. They went, like, it's now to the point where if you beat the Kings Thursday, you put them away in terms of they ain't going to leapfrog you after if they get beat on Thursday night by the Warriors. Then you get next week coming around. And the Minnesota Timberwolves have a very favorable schedule.
Half game behind us.
So, you know, they've got to keep winning to stay at six. That's what I'm convinced of. They're going to have to keep winning to stay at six. But I think they're settling nicely into either six or seven. Seven wouldn't be the end of the world.
I still would be in the box, though, partner.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be tough to catch Houston. Evan did some research on everybody's schedule. Houston's got some cake.
Are we done with them, or do we play
one more time? Okay. I think they play the Rockets. The Warriors are going to play the Rockets five times this year, which is an anomaly, but that's what happens because of the cup game. But the one thing I do want to get into, and I know, this is the one thing that I have a little reservation about as it relates to the Warriors, and I get it. You can only play the games on their schedule that are in front of them. But it's just been such a nice coincidence that Butler arrived at a softer point in the schedule. I mean, he just did. If you look at the Warriors' run, and we'll do that on the other side, but if you look at this run with Jimmy Butler, they've won 10 straight with him in the lineup. So, obviously, things are falling into place. And like I said yesterday, they're beating every team they should beat. And that's to me the first start to, okay, now the schedule's going to get a little trickier.
Mm-hmm.
Slater called it a subset of the next 10 days. They have a 4 or 5-game stretch coming up of tougher teams. But, you know, give me one more week, if you know what I mean. One and a half more weeks to really get a feel for this team after they play Denver, after they play Milwaukee. And after they play the Knicks, even though there'll be no Brunson, the Knicks are still a tough team to beat.
Yeah, and they put it on Sacramento last night. In Sac, New York did. But, yeah, I'm with you, partner. But the bottom line, just hearing you talk, Stoney, is growth just from the vantage point of you acquire Butler, and now you could say the soft part of the schedule. Because let's be honest, they were soft before the acquisition. That's why they needed something, and they got more than probably they thought they could. They were going to get, and now taking care of business and the sign of a good team is putting teams away. And I got to give, you know, Portland, you know, made it a game.
Yeah, they play hard. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's where I'm at with the Warriors. To me, they've taken step one with Jimmy Butler, and they have made some noise and beaten the teams that they should beat. There's no doubt about it. Now, the competition they've had hasn't been great. So the way I look at the Warriors is the next step is the next four games. They're going to play Sacramento, struggling a little bit, but still right there. The Knicks are still a good team. The Nuggets are who they are. And then the Bucks are going to be coming in here on back-to-back with Giannis. So
Nuggets just beat OKC last night.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. So a lot to talk about with the Warriors. We are also going to get into the Niners today. It looks like the 49ers are going to field a very different team this upcoming year than they did last year. We'll talk to Cam Inman of the Bay Area Media Group at noon, and we're going to get into it. You guys always are involved in the show at 888-957-9570.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.